FM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden calls on Congress to ban bump stocks in light of today's Supreme Court ruling, throwing out a Trump-era order banning them. The House will go to court to try to force Attorney General Merrick Garland to turn over the sound recording of President Biden's interview with the special counsel investigating classified documents. That from House Speaker Mike Johnson. Garland's assistant says, like President Trump, Mr. Biden asserted executive privilege. A Texas judge orders Alex Jones to liquidate his assets to start paying his defamation judgment to Sandy Hook shooting massacre families. Miami-Dade fire rescue pulling more people from flooded homes where Angelo Ferreras lives.
It did in our garage, about three, four inches of water or so, but it's already drained itself back out.
The Dallas Mavericks avoid being swept in the NBA Finals, beating the Boston Celtics in Game 4. This is ABC News. Tossed out, a lawsuit by Republican attorneys general in 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions. The group lacks standing, says the federal judge in Arkansas. The rules take effect Tuesday. In the longtime litigation department, ABC's Jim Ryan.
A settlement over the swipe fees that Visa and MasterCard charge merchants is in trouble. The Wall Street Journal says the judge has indicated the proposed changes in that deal seem inadequate. The initial lawsuit over swipe fees was filed nearly 20 years ago.
Emergency crews rescued 30 people today, stuck for about half an hour, dangling upside down high on a ride at Oaks Park Amusement Park in Portland. Firefighters worked with engineers to manually lower the ride, but crews had been preparing to conduct a high-angle ropes rescue if necessary. Nobody reported hurt. The ride is called Atmosphere. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Mercury Marine is laying off 252 workers in Fond du Lac and making what it calls workforce adjustments at its other facilities. The job cuts will happen on July 26th. The company blames low sales. Mercury Marine is the biggest employer in Fond du Lac County. A U.S. police officer on January 6th says Donald Trump is unfit to be president. Harry Dunn is now campaigning for President Biden. He tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram that Trump's recent felony convictions should also disqualify him.
As a convicted felon, he's no longer able to possess firearms, but that's all right. He has the code to the nuclear weapon. Another individual may be disqualified from a job because they're a felon. He's now running on the fact that he is convicted.
Dunn campaigned for Biden in Madison on Thursday and Eau Claire on Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers tried to make a comeback but lost to the Reds 6-5 at AmFam Field. It was a special night in the broadcast booth as the team celebrated the 30th anniversary of analyst and former catcher Bill Schroeder. Many of his former colleagues stopped by to call the game, including Jim Paschke on Bally Sports.
William Contreras, deep to center field. Bam! A home run! His ninth of the year. The Brewers have tied the Reds Reds in the third.
We practiced a home run call today. Very nice.
College football, another exciting recruit commits to Wisconsin, Eugene Hilton. The son of former Colts receiver Ty Hilton has agreed to play for the Badgers. NBA Finals, the Dallas Mavericks came back to dominate in Game 4. They beat the Celtics 122-84. Kyrie Irving with 21 points in the lopsided win.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy in Boston, so got to look forward to the challenge.
Game 5 Monday night in Boston, the Celtics up 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high to the mid-70s. Saturday night, showers and storms possible, and the storm chances continue into Sunday. Partly sunny, warmer and more humid, a high in the upper 80s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music critic Piet Levy, who joins the show to discuss all things Summerfest. We will also discuss the resurgence of the summer box office.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Good morning, everybody. Once more unto the breach. Once more unto the breach, dear friends, once more. In peace, there's nothing so becomes a person as modest stillness and humility. But when the blast of this adventure blows in our ears, then imitate the tiger. Stiffen the sinews, summon up the blood, set the teeth and stretch the nostril wide. Hold hard the breath and bend up every spirit to your full height, for there's none of you that hath not noble luster in your eyes. I see you stand like greyhounds in the slips, straining upon the start. The game's afoot. Follow your spirit, and upon this charge cry, it is Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. My name is Jefferson Smith. It is my last day today. Once more into the breach, thank you. Apologies to the bard. Tom will return to you. What subjects should we broach? Dear friends, it is Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. 202-808-9925, Tom Hartman Show, Jefferson Smith here, 202-808-9925. What will go on Anything Goes Friday? A couple things we will probably talk about today. We didn't talk this week about Trump's vice presidential narrowing of his choices. And the New York Times reported that it seems like there are three leading candidates. I have a few thoughts about that, including some thoughts about the reporting. We know now there's some new unsealed Jeffrey Epstein documents that have Donald Trump in all of them, littering the documents. Something I also will, I think we ought to talk about, is what's happening with the Southern Baptist Convention. It's the nation's largest, most politically powerful Christian, certainly Protestant, evangelical denomination, voted this week to oppose in vitro fertilization. That is a big deal because just as states, just as right-wing states who are passing post-Roe versus Wade anti-choice, anti-bodily autonomy legislation, just as those states are now realizing that their laws implicate IVF, and then Republican politicians who are wanting to win elections like, no, we didn't mean IVF, we didn't mean IVF. Well, the Southern Baptist Convention seems to think you did, or at least seems to think and seems to want to say that, in fact, not only should in vitro fertilization, should families trying to make sure they can, in fact, have a child, not only should that be something that might be an innocent bystander caught up in the post-Roe versus Wade world, a post-Donald Trump world, but in fact, it might be an intentional target And that could signal a pretty broad turn to the right against IVF. Because here's the challenge. Once you put the fundamentalists in charge, it's not enough. It's one of the risks, right? It's like, well, maybe we'll just leave it to states to decide what they want to do with abortion. But that's not what the fundamentalists want. If you put the fundamentalists in charge, they will keep going until they get what they want. I'd be interested in how you would characterize what they want. What they want is not just a 6-week ban. It's certainly not just a 12-week ban. It's certainly not just, well, California and New York can do it if they want to. That's not what the fundamentalists want. And to be clear, the fundamentalists get to choose the courts when Republicans are in office. And the fundamentalists get to choose the courts in states where Republicans are in office. And the fundamentalists aren't losing their control within the right-wing movement. In fact, for the issues that they care about, they're put in control. Courts, number one among them. And they will keep going until someone tells them to stop. The fundamentalists will keep going until someone tells them to stop. And what we know now is the Republican Party will not tell them to stop. They do not self-regulate. One of the most important realizations that I've had understanding the political dynamics about the last 5-6 years, because they've changed a bunch. Some things always stay the same, but some things have changed. And for much of my life, I could assume two things. One, the democracy itself was a bipartisan, near consensus value and priority. That access to the ballot, that making sure that everything just worked, that people got to participate, that we would have a peaceful transition of power from one president to the next. The fundamental idea of democracy might not be 100% consensus, but operatively a consensus. The second was that the major political parties, for fear of losing to the other one, would police themselves from their worst instincts. They would make sure that scoundrels did not rise to be in charge of them. They would root out, they would allow for prosecutions or even prosecute those in their midst who, you know, do something wrong in your life. Heck, multiple of us have, I certainly have. But they would root out folks who were really in it for the graft, in it for the grift, in it for the just gathering up whatever dough you could under the banner of a political movement. They would police themselves. What I've realized, really over, it's been maybe 10 years, is that those two things aren't nearly as true as I wish they were. There is not a clear pro-democracy consensus within the Republican Party, within its leadership, operatively. The good news is they're not yet saying that out loud, but operatively, there's not, and that worries me. And that's not, I don't say that with glee, like, oh, goody, we have something over the Republicans. My purpose here is not to advocate for political party. My purpose here is to advocate for the country, advocate for democracy itself. That's why this court sits. And I take no pleasure in one of the two major political parties in this country losing some of its commitment. I would say apparently losing, but I think that's too soft, isn't it? Am I wrong? Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if there's hope for the Republican Party in its commitment to democracy itself. Tell me the elected officials who are winning primaries after they have done something to stand up for a strong, inclusive, legitimate, non-oligarchic democracy. And the second is, I can't rely on Republicans to police themselves. I can't rely on the Republican Party, the Republican apparatus, to police itself. And Donald Trump is the most obvious example of that challenge. So what I now more deeply understand is both of those things, those two things are the check against the fundamentalists. One is democracy itself, because most of the country is not a fundamentalist. Most of the country has some version of faith, deep beliefs they believe in, and a measure of collective humility, an understanding that there is a separation of church and state, this Charlie Kirk before and after interview, before he was interviewed, said, yeah, there's separation of church and state. And recently he said, no, there's no separation of church and state. That's a myth. There shouldn't be one, and there isn't one. And we got to make sure faith is intertwined with power. That demonstrates a shift in what's happened within the Republican Party. Democracy itself is a check against fundamentalism. So is self-policing. So it's making sure, hey, the country was founded, in fact, not to establish religion, in fact, even says so in the Constitution. The country was founded on freedom for your religion, which includes not just your religion. And having a political party, political apparatus that is willing to root out the most extreme elements within it. And I don't mean extreme most pure. I don't mean extreme most virtuous. I don't mean extreme most radically best idea. I mean extreme most fundamentalist, most believing in some false utopia that will only be achieved through tyranny and then still won't be achieved and will eat itself. The fascists were wrong. Communist totalitarians were wrong. Neither of them approached freedom. Neither of them approached happiness for its people. Milton Friedman was wrong. You can't just reward the powerful, expense the powerless, and expect everything to work out. It doesn't. Had never worked. You can't just give power to one entity and expect everything to work out. That doesn't work either. So we used to be able to rely a bit on the major political parties, and the Republican Party included, policing itself. You still have, of course, examples of the Democratic Party doing that. Heck, the president's kid just got convicted. The Democratic president's kid just got convicted. That is something that does not happen when the authoritarians are in charge. The president's kid, the king's kid, the authoritarian's kid would throw the prosecutor in jail. That's what happens then. That's the kind of thing Donald Trump is saying he would do, is go after, is weaponize the state. The concern I have with what's happened with the Southern Baptist Convention is not their people of faith who care deep about their faith. For so many people, their faith is their best chance at virtue and happiness, their best chance even at committing to democracy. But for Protestant advocates, we wouldn't have got the 14th Amendment, wouldn't have gotten the 19th Amendment. Women's suffrage was built, the abolitionist movement was built in significant parts on the backs of faith. We need a commitment to something higher than our own venal selfish interest in this country. And I'll take a variety of sources for that. But the fundamentalist, the person is absolutely convinced that their way is the only way, that anybody who is not related that way, is not subject to their white patriarchal ruling, is sinning and going to Hades. And that, in fact, that view should control the apparatus of government, including the military, including law enforcement, including how money is transferred, including what you get to do in the privacy of your bedroom and the privacy of you and your doctor's office. That is dangerous. That is dangerous if it takes hold in Israel. That's dangerous if it takes hold with Hamas. That's dangerous if it takes hold in Eastern Europe. And it's dangerous in the United States. That's the bad idea. And the problem is, we can't just rely on the Republican Party at this point to police itself, to make sure the fundamentalists don't get to be in charge. So when the Southern Baptist Convention, the nation's largest, most politically powerful Protestant domination, comes out against IVF, and their courts are too, be aware. We'll be back. This is Tom's show. I'm Jeff.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. 202-808-9925. We'll talk about fun stuff, too. It's Anything Goes Friday. It's going to be fun. Here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about his dog Larry and Nature's Blend. I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior just by changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry is 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. You know, I also love Feeding Nature's Blend Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw and then store them in the fridge, which then expires pretty quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
June is Brain Awareness Month, and the Alzheimer's Association estimates more than 120,000 people are living with the disease in Wisconsin. In the Green Bay area, there are two dementia-friendly neighborhoods hosting what's called Purple Angel Trainings. Here's Advocate Casey Kapelczynski.
It starts from the basics. What is dementia? What do you need to understand about the disease? What sort of things should you be recognizing? And how do you best adjust your behavior to interact with them in a way that's positive for each individual in that interaction?
And the sooner dementia is recognized, the more support can be given.
And the more informed we all are, the sooner we can start treating it with the medications that we have, interventions, diet changes, whatever it might be that your physician recommends.
You can always learn more at ALZ.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Max Inc. Radio.
He can play it all, and we'll challenge Graham Marlowe to it when he's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kane.
Weekend evenings on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since discovering the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, regulates body temperature, ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. We sleep like a baby since switching to Cozy Earth. I think you will too. Right now, our listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, enter promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality, unmatched comfort, plus their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you are not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep? Ready to feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now. Enter promo code Tom for exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with promo code T-H-O-M after checkout. Be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose our show from the drop-down menu, CozyEarth.com/Tom. Staying warm and cool at the same time. It's a miracle. It's a miracle of modern science. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go to Will from Bushkill, Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hey, Jefferson. This topic that you started with about essentially, I think what you're saying is how do we deal with, in general, these extremists. I wouldn't even call them extremists. I think we're talking more. Well, I'm going to use the word. You don't have to, but obviously they're fascists, but they're really even, you know, borderline Nazis, you know, but that's just my view. But anyway, for what it's worth, I've thought this for a long time. We're not dealing with people that are, they're not having a conversation or debate with us. They frankly never have. The worst mistake we could make, and I think Democrats and generally people on the left make over and over and over and over, is to engage them, being fooled into thinking we're having a serious conversation. We're not. And that does not help. In fact, I think it actually hurts us. Because it all it does is give them the credibility where they really don't need, neither they should neither get or they have. The only thing that works, and this is old historic stuff. I'm not saying this in a way that's being silly. I really mean this. History has shown over and over and over, if you have people that have this mindset of fascism / borderline Nazism, the only thing that brings them that is effective in dismantling them is mockery, laughing at them, and really disengaging
What's your source? Because this is actually fascinating, and we're going to be going on a break. But what's your source? Because I have an agreement and I have a quibble.
To give you a name, it would be difficult, but I do know that, frankly, Thomas has mentioned this. The book that they thought they were free mentions it.
Yeah. I think this is really important.
Noam Chomsky, there's many.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Will. Thank you for the call and thank you for the insight. Here's my agreement and here's my humility. And maybe the opposite of ironically, because some of what I'm arguing in favor of is, in fact, government rooted in a little bit of humility, is that if we're so absolutely certain that we're right, that I am pro-democracy, I am not a democracy fundamentalist. I don't think every single thing in all of our lives should be voted upon by the community. I am not a democracy fundamentalist, but I am a democracy loyalist. And I agree that engaging someone who is not letting sunlight in doesn't end up bringing sunlight in. I agree with that. I also think there are limits to mockery, that teasing, I'm sort of interested in that topic. I won't do it right now, but I will do it after the break. What are the limits to teasing?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I'll tease the next part of the show. 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925 is the Tom Hartman Show. Anything goes Friday. That means you.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden calls on Congress to ban bump stocks in light of today's Supreme Court ruling, throwing out a Trump-era order banning them. The House will go to court to try to force Attorney General Merrick Garland to turn over the sound recording of President Biden's interview with the special counsel investigating classified documents. That from House Speaker Mike Johnson. Garland's assistant says, like President Trump, Mr. Biden asserted executive privilege. A Texas judge orders Alex Jones to liquidate his assets to start paying his defamation judgment to Sandy Hook shooting massacre families. Miami-Dade fire rescue pulling more people from flooded homes where Angelo Ferreras lives.
It did in our garage, about three, four inches of water or so, but it's already drained itself back out.
The Dallas Mavericks avoid being swept in the NBA Finals, beating the Boston Celtics in Game 4. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former commander of Volk Field wants Governor Evers to investigate how National Guard leaders handled her termination. Leslie Zisda Martin was cleared in 4 internal investigations into alleged misconduct. Current and former Guard members tell Wisconsin Watch that Adjutant General David May broke National Guard policies. Half of all Americans hold down working-class jobs, but that's true for less than 2% of all state lawmakers. Researcher Nicholas Carnes says middle-income earners are priced out of public service.
Democracy is a good thing, but this is an unintended side effect of just how burdensome it is to run for office in any setting. And so we need to think about targeted interventions that will make running for office more accessible to working class people.
The study comes from Duke and Loyola Chicago Universities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Apple TV did not censor Jon Stewart, so says Jon Stewart. On a recent episode of the Town podcast, Stewart discussed his exit from the show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, after 2 seasons. Stewart said, when you work for a major corporation, there is no real free speech. You get to do what you want until they think it's going to hurt their beer sales. Stewart is still on TV, however, guest hosting The Daily Show one day a week until the fall election. Luckily for him, The Daily Show viewers are not beer drinkers. The second half of the 3rd season of Bridgerton just dropped on Netflix. The hosts of The View had fun discussing a steamy 6-minute sex scene from a recent episode, prompting Joy Behar to refer to her fellow co-hosts as one horny panel. Co-host Sandra Haynes said, "The scene had a physical effect on her, adding, it takes me places just watching it. I can't be alone. Can't be alone for 6 minutes during an R-rated sex scene? That could have been an entry in my high school diary." If I had kept the high school diary. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high to the mid-70s. Saturday night, showers and storms possible, and the storm chances continue into Sunday. Partly sunny, warmer and more humid, a high in the upper 80s. Currently at 62 degrees.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit Staples.com/print for details.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win win. Join us, all that and more, review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
...that happen in schools, movie theaters, in dance clubs, in homes. Precious little. One of them was, well, at least a conversion kit to make it easier to kill lots and lots of people quickly. We probably shouldn't let that happen. Well, according to the United States Supreme Court, you're not allowed to ban that. 6-3, with the three liberals in angry dissent, author of the opinion, Clarence Thomas. Justice Alito did one thing. He made Clarence Thomas not the most recently criticized unethical in the pocket of oligarchs weirdo Supreme Court justice. That's one thing. That's one thing that Justice Alito and Justice Alito's flag-loving wife have done. I'm fired up today. Like, I don't know how balanced, how fair and balanced my commentary is. I'm not feeling... A world that is fair and balanced is not feeling like the world we are in right now. I maintain fair and balancedness in the wake of silliness, which occasionally then doesn't make it seem like fair and balancedness. I wanted to say something about the Supreme Court and then get back to your calls. We talked yesterday about the Mifepristone decision. It was about standing. Something I should have said then. I did make the point that they did not rule on the merits. They ruled on standing. They said you can't come to court with that, or this group of people can't come to court with that, right? That's what standing is. Now, something to be aware of is that that isn't a moderate or liberal or, you know, Thurgood Marshall view. I'm trying to limit access to the courts. That's a Scalia view. In fact, it was Scalia who, I think for his clerks, I think he used to give a bounty to his clerks, some prize to any clerk that could kick a case out on standing. Because if you could do that, well, you'd have to deal with it. Not only did it ease the workload, but it meant that you could shrink the ambit of federal courts. It's part of the project. That was not a moderate opinion. It certainly was not the Mifepristone opinion, that is. It was not a moderate opinion. It was certainly not a liberal opinion. It was an opinion to limit the reach of the Supreme Court and to give a win, to give a win to Republicans so they didn't have to defend Mifepristone. They didn't have to keep talking about what the Southern Baptist Convention is making us keep talk about, which is the keep talking about, which is their desire to get rid of IVF, oppose IVF. The bump stock opinion is a reminder. We don't really need them, do we? But continues to be proof positive that we have a fundamentalist Supreme Court that is disinterested in democracy, that does not, that has been absolutely captured by fundamentalist oligarchs. And at such extremist language, I listen to myself, I'm like, wow, Jeff, you sound fired up. I think I'm just telling you what's going on. I think. Does somebody disagree? If I'm overstating it, please say. If you have a nicer way to say it, that's just as truthful, that doesn't just take more words, let me know. 202-808-9925. But that the Supreme Court just said, no, even like the assault part of the assault weapon. You can't just not ban the assault weapon. You can't just ban the assault part of the assault weapon. Holy mackerel, let's go to your calls. Let's go to Lowell from Salem. You're on the air. Lowell? Oh, Lowell's not there. Hunter from Klamath Falls. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you, Jefferson. Love your dad, once again. That was good stuff that he had the other day about, the basketball. I agree with him about fouls and all that kind of stuff. And then what you just said about the bump stock to, oh, man, the, you know, that whole thing that happened in Las Vegas years ago. I, you know, when Trump came in, I still think that that was a setup with the Saudis because the prince was there. But to get on positive thoughts, the Bible was a prophecy type situation. And Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, which I think he was making fun of the Romans and their horses. And so he goes in Jerusalem. And isn't it kind of prophetic that the donkey is the Democratic Party? And then also the church that in Revelation that they found favor with, the Lord did, was the Church of Philadelphia. And the eagle saving the woman from the dragon, which is all kind of sounds like United States. And anyway, also, I also thought the Statue of Liberty, her name's Dorothy, and she has the silver slippers, and it means all these people that are Democrats that don't vote, we have the power to get rid of this Antichrist trilogy of Putin, Trump, and Netanyahu. I think we can do it. And then one more thing. Oh, I love having all you Southern people and women calling because the South is going to do it again. And we just need all these young female stars, Shakira and Rihanna and Miley Cyrus, Taylor. All of them sing that song. The South's going to do it again. Get them young kids in the South to vote, and we can change this world.
Thank you, Hunter. And I will say what happens in the South, one way of characterizing what's happened in politics really since the Reagan era, maybe, well, since Nixon and the Southern Strategy, and what's happened with the right wing is a Southernification of American politics, and not in the best way. What has to happen is, first of all, they have to be beaten. And activists in the South trying to advocate for pro-democracy, pro-middle class, pro-science, pro-opportunity, pro-social, pro-women, pro-social justice, so a set of movements, they got to win. And what Stacey Abrams did and what Reverend Barber has worked on nationally and what they worked on in Florida with reinstalling rights to vote that then was pared back by the governor and his Confederates, that we've got to root for that stuff, and the South's got to lose. I mean, that's one of the main redemption stories, one of the two redemption stories for our country, right? And so I'm a patriot. I'm a redemptive patriot. I, for my own life and for the country, I view the United States as a redemption story, as our chance to continue to make the world better and to make our country better and to atone for our own weaknesses and try to make those better. And slavery is our great sin, one of two, at least, great, great sins. And the South has work to do. They have redemptive work to do. Too many of the right-wing white leaders in the South, instead of trying to do that work, are trying to pretend they don't need to do anything. They got work to do. If they care about going to heaven, they got work to do. The Southern Baptist Convention is fighting a war, an ideological war of 70 years ago, and it was a war they were fighting 150 years ago, and the war they were fighting 180 years ago, and they were wrong each time. Jesus Christ rode a donkey. Hannibal rode elephants. From Carthage to destroy Rome, or at least to attack the Roman Empire. Jesus rode a donkey. It's a good point. It's kind of a funny point. I wanted to say something about the caller we had earlier who said, well, the only way to deal with the right wing is ridicule. I will say I am not going to argue against that, but I'm going to say I don't think it's enough. And here's why I think so. That I don't know if it makes our movement strong enough to make light of what's happening. Where I agree, I said an agreement and a quibble. What I really agree with is just sort of engaging your fundamentalist believer ideologue talker and thinking that they're going to communicate with you in good faith and you'll meet halfway. They're not interested in meeting halfway. That's sort of the point of being a fundamentalist. You don't meet anybody 10% of the way. So I agree with that. Well, engaging with them and trying to persuade them, that's has limited utility. What I do think has utility can include, I think ridicule is an important part of a pro-democracy discussion, absolutely. But ridiculing Hitler didn't stop Hitler. Charlie Chaplin wore a little mustache to make fun of Hitler. That was before. He wore that little mustache even before Hitler gained his greatest power. It didn't stop him from gaining his greatest power. Ronald Reagan was called a dummy and joked about. Oh, how's this actor going to be go to the White House? Well, I've never liked this actor. George Bush the Younger was ridiculed for being, you know, stupid and unaccomplished. Didn't keep him from winning a second term. Donald Trump has not been above ridicule. The guy has taken more ridicule than, I don't know, name somebody who's taken more. That's not to say there shouldn't be ridicule in the parlance, in the discussion. But I'm just not sure it's enough. I'm not here to argue against it. I'm here in a stance of humility. I'm wanting us to figure out the best pathway to deprogram cults, the best strategies to make sure that oligarchs, fundamentalists, and fascist adjacent folks are not in charge. I want to figure that out. I want to figure that out with you. One thing I'm sure about, you have to beat them. They just have to lose. What had to happen with Hitler is there needed to be an anti-Hitler coalition that made him lose, that kept him from becoming chancellor. He just had to lose. It wasn't an exercise in artistry merely. It was an exercise in political power. He had to lose. What I've now realized is the Republican Party will not police itself. The fundamentalists will not police themselves. Monopolists do not police themselves. And I'd say, oh, I don't want to be a monopolist anymore. They have to be beaten. People have to do the brick-by-brick work of coalition building, of organizing, of vote-getting, of media development, of community development, brick-by-brick building a supermajority that is in favor of democracy, that is in favor of middle class, that is in favor of making sure we live up to our obligations around our environment and our climate, that makes sure that we live up to our obligations to our fellow human beings, that rises up the freedoms of people who have been marginalized. That team has to win. And so then if you say that's what we have to do, humor is one way to win. And I love it. I think humor's funny. I'm in favor of it. Today on the Anything Goes program, on the Tom Hartman show, I'm in favor of humor. But when I say it's not enough, it's because I have this hunch. Oh, what does it take to win? And some of what it takes to win is taking things seriously. Some of what it takes to win is thinking that things are at stake and that each of us has a commitment and a responsibility or needs to make a commitment, has a responsibility to that. Laughing along the way for sure. I don't want to go to any revolution where I can't dance. But it's got to also be, I think, not merely Jon Stewart making fun of Bush and say, ha ha, we're the smart ones. They're the dumb ones. That makes me nervous. We've got to be humble as well. As long as humor doesn't get to arrogance, maybe that's my basic point. We're going to be back with your calls. We'll do a speed round, 202-808-9925. Maybe it was the very idea of Anything Goes Friday. Maybe that's what made me start thinking about fundamentalism. Thinking of the idea that anybody who is so sure that they're right, that's the only thing I'm sure isn't right. The only thing I'm confident about is we're supposed to be. There's just a few things I'm pretty confident about, and that is that we're stronger together than we are apart, and that none of us has everything figured out, including me, frankly. 202-808-9925.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Do you have the telephone number memorized? It is 202-808-9925. Speed round coming up.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our Weather Ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
It's June. You can get uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not after discovering the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling, bedding, and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted from viscose. It's from bamboo. It regulates body temperature, ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. Folks sleep like a baby after switching to Cozy Earth. I think you will too. Right now, our listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom. Enter promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep? Ready to feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now. Enter promo code TOM for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with promo code TOM. You can get your new bedding, you can get your new sleepwear. Make sure you stay both warm and cool in the summer. It's a Christmas miracle. After checkout, be sure to select Sirius XM in the follow-up survey and choose our show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/THOM. Diane, we have just a little bit before the break. The show is yours.
Maybe for the first time, I'm glad that Democrats are cats because they don't walk in lockstep like the Republicans. Like you say, they don't self-regulate. We're cats, Democrats do. They kind of have their own regulation system and they kind of bump heads a little bit, but we all have the same value in mind. And as far as humor, there's a difference between humor and tearing someone down or ridiculing. Mm-hmm. And when you can make the moment humorous, it's just kind of, and a lot of times comedians think of the things we don't. They see life differently, and they go, and then you think, oh, never thought of that. On YouTube, it's a guy by the name of, he predicts. Now, this isn't to let anyone kick, not to worry,
sure.
But Biden versus Trump, this is YouTube, look it up. It's Biden versus Trump, professor who predicts elections, explaining the election is leaning and which way it's leaning, and it's leaning for Biden. He doesn't pay attention to polls. He has a scientific way of doing this. He explains it in this what I'm telling you, Biden versus Trump. Well,
yeah, send us the link. I'd appreciate it. I'll check it out, and I appreciate it. Send it to the show notes, or you can hit me on X on Twitter at Jefferson D. Smith.
Okay. Well, it's Alan Weichman. It's right there. And he does it scientifically, and he's been right the last 40 years.
Yeah. No, I think I know the person you're talking about. I've dug into his methodology a little bit. And yeah, one of the things he looks at is what's happening with crime, what's happening with sort of fundamental beats, what's happening with the economy. And that tends to be, he thinks, a better predictor.
He has 13 points.
Yeah, than the given.
He has 13 points, and it goes through it there, and he goes through the process with you.
What are some of the other key, you know, I got the main point. What are some of the key, and thank you, Diane, what are some of the key things he looks at in our last 30 seconds?
He looks at midterm gains, no primary contest, incumbency seeking re-election, no third party, strong short-term economy, long-term economy, major policy change, no social unrest, no scandal, no foreign military failure, and major foreign military success, charismatic incumbent, and there was a challenger, my line is going through here.
No, that's all right. That's helpful.
Look it up on YouTube. Everything is right there. Biden versus Trump, professor who predicts.
Thank you so much, Diane. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up on the show, Maggie's back in the saddle, and we talk about Biden's top 100. This week, we're talking about the environment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.